This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Friday, March 25th, 2016, Good Friday, by Bishop Stephen Lopes.
He allowed the eyes that rule the universe to be blindfolded by wicked men. He submitted his head, the mere glance of which strikes terror in principalities and powers, to the sharpness of thorns. He gave his heart, which burns with the creative fire of divine love, to be torn open by a soldier's lance. He gave himself, the incarnate Son of God, to be mocked and reviled, and at the end he endured the cross, the nails, the whip, the lance, the gall, the vinegar. And through it all, Scripture records not only our Lord's remarkable serenity, but of his prayer to the Father to forgive those who are perpetrating this crime upon him. In the face of the evil of the first Good Friday, love is sovereign. It was not enough for him to pray for their forgiveness. He also makes excuses for them who are perpetrating this unspeakable violence against them. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. They are great sinners, yes, but they have been taken in by the lies of others. Father, forgive them. They nail me to a cross, but they do not recognize who I am. Had they known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. So, Father, forgive them. They think that it is a lawbreaker, an anarchist, a seducer of the people who will provoke a violent reaction from the Romans. Father, forgive them. They think I'm crazy, an imposter claiming to be God. Father, forgive them. In my becoming man, I have hidden my divine face from them. They do not recognize my glory as your only begotten Son, and so, Father, forgive them. The entire account of Good Friday is shot through with Jesus' prayer that we, be forgiven. But then again, the whole of the Gospel, the whole of his preaching and teaching speaks of forgiveness, to the very point that when his disciples come and ask the Lord to teach them how to pray, it is the petition for forgiveness that he enshrines in the very prayer, in the heart of the very prayer he teaches them. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. How often you and I pass over the words of the Lord's Prayer without recognizing how tremendously radical, how tremendously difficult they actually are. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. We ask the Lord, who is unconditional in his love, to be conditional. Forgive us as we forgive others. It is not self-evident why God's forgiveness of us should be so closely linked to our forgiveness of one another. And yet, Jesus constantly underscores this point in his teaching. See, the difficulty is that one cannot depend upon the other, as if God somehow withholds his forgiveness, waiting to see what we're going to do. And if we're forgiving with others, well, then he'll forgive us. And if not, no. That is not God. God's grace can never be conditioned by human readiness in this way. When we confess our sins, particularly in the sacrament of penance, we do not need to wonder whether or not our sins are actually forgiven. They are. Our faith is not schizophrenic. That is the beauty of the sacramental economy of our faith. That is, that the Lord infuses the sacraments with his own divine power. And so when the priest says, "I absolve you of your sins," it is the authority of Christ himself who speaks. Indeed, when we peered more deeply into the mystery of Good Friday, into the account of the Passion by St. John the Divine, we discover that it is God's forgiveness that is the source of our readiness to forgive one another. The impulse, the idea to forgive comes in the fact that we have already been forgiven. If Christ, who is the innocent one who dies for the guilty, the just one who suffers at the hands of the unjust, if he prays for the forgiveness of those who suffered such violence upon him, well then, the grace freely given by the Father well outstrips our narrow, meager definitions of what is just, what is merited, or what is deserved. We don't deserve forgiveness. We certainly don't want true justice. But with God is forgiveness and mercy. God's grace is not held back, waiting to see if we forgive others before committing to forgiving our sins. No. A better reading would be this. God's grace, given to us in Jesus Christ, always precedes us, goes before us, prepares the way. So if you and I cannot bring ourselves to forgive others, to pray for those people who have really and truly hurt us in our lives, it is perhaps that we need to look inward at ourselves and ask ourselves the question, do we really believe forgiveness is possible? Do we experience ourselves being truly and unconditionally loved by God in Jesus Christ? Because it's by our fruits that you will know our faith. If we cannot forgive, then I'll bet you we don't understand, we don't experience ourselves as truly having been forgiven and been loved by God. Let us be honest about one thing on this Good Friday. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness is hard. It is not a word that we should use lightly. Oh, I forgive you for that. Because it is not a thing that is given lightly. Our more sinful inclinations, those little voices, the devils that sit on our left shoulder, always will tempt us away from forgiveness. Don't be weak. Make him pay for what he has done. I bet she doesn't even really know how much she's hurt me. Forgiveness is hard because it begins not by looking at the other person and what they've done, and not by wallowing in our pain, but it means first looking at ourselves and realizing in faith that despite our sinfulness, despite our weakness, despite our unattractiveness, Christ gave us everything. Christ held nothing back. He poured out his precious blood for us to the last drop, while the whole time praying, not that we would realize the insanity of what we were doing and stop, but that we would be forgiven for it. And this, my brothers and sisters, is love. It is the grace to which you and I have been born again in baptism. St. John Chrysostom perhaps said it best. All that I have just said, he said in one sentence. This is why he's a saint and I'm not. His sentence is this: nothing so likens you to God, nothing so makes you like God, than to forgive the one who has injured you. Father, forgive them. It is the most Christian of prayers. It is a hard prayer. But forgiveness is possible in the God who has forgiven us for the great sin of our lives, for the betrayal and the crucifixion of his only begotten Son. During this Good Friday liturgy, we will approach again the cross, literally. We will take the cross and we will adore it with a reverence, with a kiss. When you come forward to the cross of Christ today, carry in your hearts those persons whom you need to forgive. Carry in those hearts those persons from whom you need to ask for forgiveness. Carry in your hearts those persons to whom you no longer speak. Present them to the Lord at the foot of the cross and pray, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive me. This is our Good Friday prayer. Not because we are weak, not because they deserve it or we deserve it, and certainly not because we are better than our so-called enemies. Because, rather, we've learned to forgive because God has forgiven us first.